handle the truth. Launching from an etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. A little hiatus and vacation, and man, I came back, and I'm, you know, just another slow news day, right? Slow news, right? Everything is literally exploding all over, if you've noticed. Okay, they've got riots down in Brazil. Bolsonaro is up here in Florida, taking a little breakaway, I guess. And the military is actually protecting the protesters, but there are provocateurs trying to stir things up quite a bit there. So it doesn't look good. And but, you know, thank God these people are taking to it. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., there are, You know, Biden's gone down into Mexico. He was supposed to go to the border and see the situation, but instead he just kind of bypassed that and went on to the capital to get the Mexican government to sign on to the new Green New Deal and the carbon tax and all that stuff. But here's a switch for you, and this shows you how fast things are breaking up. Our governor, where I live in the state of Colorado, is a real jerk, you know, Jared Polis, okay? But he has been sending a lot of these immigrants to New York and Chicago, and now the Democrats are on his case. His own mayor, a Democratic mayor in Denver, is complaining about the immigration swamp that's taking place, and now these reports are coming in also from what's his name, Adams in New York, and the one lady, that crazy lady in Chicago, both of them telling this Democratic governor quit sending these aliens and these people here who are supposed to be, you know, legally here in this country to our city, and they're sending them back to Colorado. Now, this is Democrats fighting with Democrats. Speaking of Republicans fighting Republicans, so Chris, you know the whole story. We saw it all go down over the weekend. The whole thing with Kevin McCarthy. Yes, he's been placed in against a lot of resistance. A lot of people out there had very good reasons, but I think there's some good things coming out of all this, primarily due to the fact that he's under the gun. He has announced that the 87,000 FBI agents who are, or IRS agents who are posing really as law enforcement officials, are going to be recalled in the FBI and other people like that. That's a beginning. I have said before, and I'll say again, I am giving the Republicans until Groundhog Day to start impeachment on Joe Biden. Some people would say, oh, you don't want to stir up more political turmoil. No, I want to see something that is done that is right and needs to be done. You know, you've heard it from Roger Stone. You've heard it from a number of other different political pundits. The impeachment needs to start immediately, not because it's a tit for tat, but because it should have been done a long time ago, really, due to the fact that this president was never vetted. And we know he has all kinds of illegal activity going on that would be comprised of things like high crimes, bribery, treason. And then there's Amendment 25, you know, tailor-made, as I've said, for Joe Biden, for people who are incapable of handling the job, which he evidently is. And then not to mention he didn't win the election. You know, I mean, that's five strikes, he's out. So, I mean, that needs to start right away, too. We'll see what McCarthy does with that by Groundhog Day, and I'm going to ride these people all the way. So in some ways, it may actually be good to see somebody who has to hold together the conservative end of the, let's call it the deep state Republican interest in Congress, forced to meet the kinds of things and the kinds of conditions and situations and conflicts that he is facing right now with all kinds of things coming apart. So there are riots in Brazil while Bolsonaro is up here in Florida, and they're trying to get him extradited or charged, one or the other, for being sick and being president and coming to have some adequate care in, out near Orlando. But, the Democrats are losing it right now in terms of their ability to hold on to what they have been trying to do. People are dropping all over. We have another story, again, about a college basketball player who clutches his heart and collapses during a game. These things are happening on TV. And of course, you probably saw the whole story with Hamlin on Monday Night Football last week. That was up and controversial. There are people who are still trying to find out what was the cause. A major story out that now exposes tremendous numbers of studies in epidemiology to back it, that the more boosters you take, the more dangerous it is for you. And this is something we have warned you about from a long time back. Anyhow, what else? All kinds of things are going on. Now, we know the stimulus isn't going to work. It can't work. There's stories about that. A number of other different things. There's just so much news right now, I don't even know where to focus. But the big deal, of course, another big problem is they are now officially fighting. Russia is being fought by NATO in the Ukraine proxy war that's going on and escalating. What do these people do when they're in trouble and they have political problems at home? That, well, they start a war. We've seen this so many times. And so we have a potential of the war, the world war, getting out of control. Vladimir Putin, of course, has made his case a long time ago that the people who were living in the Donetsk and Lugansk areas of the Donbass region had voted that they wanted to become a part of an affiliation, not necessarily a part of the Federation, but affiliate with the Russian Federation. Now, under the UN Charter, and who believes in the UN anymore, but under the UN Charter, they are allowed to do that. And since they have done it democratically, they have every bit of an option and a free capability of breaking off from their alliance and their allegiance and their sovereignty that they now are claiming for themselves from Ukraine. Okay, from Ukraine, if you get the idea. They are breaking. They had every right and every reason. I think it was called Article 51 of the UN agenda. Well, nobody paid any attention to that or gave them the credit. And so that was ignored after, what was it, 6 years at least, maybe closer to, from going back to 2014 and the Maiden and the Orange, Color Orange Revolt, funded and paid for, of course, by Soros. That's been going on for a long time. And there have been a lot of deaths over that area. The people are they're tired of the Kiev government. So, I mean, they try to go through the legal process. Putin pointed that out long ago, and that was rejected. So that's partly how the war got started, in case you didn't know, in case you haven't been following this all this time. Anyway, my point is simply this, that the war over there is not going to go away. I think it's been a bad, ill-planned situation all along. I am not a fan of Henry Kissinger, but he has been right historically. The guy's nearly 100 years old. You know that he was working for OSS, or the Secret Services and Intelligence, back during World War II in the Battle of the Bulge. That's how long he's been around. I'm not a fan, but he has been reasonable about certain things. He knows Putin well. A lot of people know that. But even he has said that Ukraine is not going to win this war against Russia, and it's time to negotiate a peace. So that is up in the air right now. So we have all these things happening. I mean, we have a shakeup in Washington, D.C. We have the ongoing problems with the border. We have Democrats trying to deflect the invasion of these illegals into their cities, fighting now other Democrats, including the mayor of Denver, the mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago, all of them blaming the governor, somebody like our governor, Jared Polis, here in Colorado, and other governors and other people in other states. And, of course, this would be even all the way up to the top at the Biden administration. All of this is happening right now. There's never been a time that I can think of where there isn't so many things happening all at once. So now, another story, of course, COVID-related tech was exploited for mass surveillance, just as we were warned. We've known for a long time that this technology being used to track people and so-called help us with the ER, the QR code mass surveillance system, was always about watching you and controlling you. It was never about a disease. It never about a real, tangible disease. Now, when you have about 99.7% survival rate, and those rates could have been even higher had they been treating people properly, which they had denied all the time, lying about the safety of this vaccine, which never was safe. An industry that's gone way, way back, friends, to all kinds of crimes. I mean, long before, really, actually, the swine flu back in 1976, if you recall that, what a disaster that was. I'm old enough to remember that, I hate to say. But yes, that was a disaster. But it's happened for a long, long time. This is a very, very corrupt business. Fauci is moving up in the chain. He's not leaving Washington, D.C. He is leaving Washington, D.C. in terms of his leadership at the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Disease, NIAID. He is moving out from that to become the U.S. representative to the World Health Organization, which within weeks now will be planning what looks like a complete overthrow of your government. That's right. That's how bad it is. Because they're going to go around the Constitution, and they can do that under the World Trade Health Organization's, or the World Health Organization's treaty is what it is, actually. And we've been talking about that, warning you about that for quite a while now, too. If that is allowed to get past the Senate and get an okay from the Senate, it will go into effect and it will bypass your law enforcement here in the country. You think you have a constitutional republic? No, you are now controlled by a treaty that surpasses everything that you can do about it, a World Health Organization treaty, and they will be calling all the shots and controlling your life. So this is all coming down too, and we're watching this as well. I'm just hanging here for a little bit. So if you want to call in and maybe voice in on some of these stories, bring in, if I haven't touched on something you want to talk about, or if I have, maybe we'll take a call or two. It's been a while since I've been back, and, you know, we've been on vacation. Happy New Year to everybody. It's a Monday, and I've never seen anything like this. I think this is the first. It really is. For as many things to be going on that are so disruptive at this moment, with all this trouble, with all these lies, with all these people, and I think the people around the world are rising up against it. We are winning this battle very slowly. And you are the folks that are making it happen out there. So, you know, here we are, you know, and this is where we stand. This is where we're going to have to stand, because if we don't, we're going to be completely overrun. So I'm glad to be back. Glad to be with you. I hope you've had a good holiday while the network's been down for a little bit, taking a break. And, man, I'll tell you, we come back to work today, and it is just a crazy, crazy thing. By the way, great show coming up tonight on the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins will be back on with Dane Wigington. And I've listened to Dane, as a matter of fact, for many years. I actually used to send out his video as part of the package of things that I was sending to people. So I've been watching what he's been doing. He's a little bit depressing, to say the least. But he's on top of it. And that's going to be a good interview tonight. So tune in at the National Intel Report. And I think you're at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, 4 o'clock our time, I believe it is, and 3 is back on the Pacific Coast. So, yeah, Steve Elkins. Of course, Mike will be up eventually as well, too, all fresh, I believe, and hopefully ready to go again. And we're going to be here. That's what we do. We're here for you. That's why the network's out here. That's why I'm glad to be a volunteer and help out. I really love, the kind of people who listen to the network, who are thinking, who are active, who are concerned, and they care about their fellow man. You know, that's what it takes, really, is people who really care about each other and want to see a freedom, want to see a better country. It can happen if we stay at it. We got to stay at it. We're up against something bigger than we've ever faced in this country, including the Civil War. You know, I mean, World War II, World War I, the Depression. We've never had anything like this, because this time it's not a war between the states. It's D.C. that has rebelled against all of us, friends, the District of Columbia, against all the people. And we're making some headway. Some of the great people like Lauren Boebert, who stood up, and I don't know if you saw that interview with Hannity, Sean Hannity, where he was completely rude and out of control. He had to apologize, too, by the way. I just happened to catch that. And, of course, I'm interested in Lauren Boebert from being out here in Colorado. We're backing her. She had to fight a real scandal in the election to get herself back reelected, which they did do. They reelected her, but they tried to whittle her out of office. And she's a fighter, you know, a little new, maybe a little inexperienced so far, but she's definitely got the guts. And she took on Sean Hannity about this whole situation with Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, who is now, like I said, under the gun. And he has had to make some arrangements and some agreements in order to keep this position. So right now we are putting pressure on these people. It is working. Don't give up, you know. Remember the story from the Bible of the woman and the unjust judge. There was a judge who was unjust, and he didn't care about man, and he didn't fear God. He just did what he wanted to. And this lady who had a case said, "Avenge me, my adversary. It's your job. This is what you're supposed to do." And this judge didn't care. He wouldn't listen. But she kept coming every day. "Avenge me, my adversary, judge. Avenge me, my adversary. It's your job, judge. I'm back again, and I'll be back tomorrow." Finally, the judge said, "This woman is going to wear me out. I'll finally do my job. I'll get up off my and get it done." And she got the justice. You got to be persistent. Jesus said, "Shall not God the Father avenge his very elect, who, though he listens to him and he's patient and he waits, he will speedily avenge his elect. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Will he find people who are persistent and want to see that answer and hang in there and fight for it, friends? Because we can and we will win, you know, in this world, in this time, in this place, and forevermore." So I want to encourage you to stay at it. Don't give up. We are seeing things happen. Look at what's going on in Brazil. Look what's happening even all across Europe. We have listeners from the network all across Europe. I know that too. And these people are also very well aware of what is happening to them. It's really bad in Europe, in many places, of course. Poland, Germany, Belarus, Belgium, you know, all across Europe, Italy, France, Spain. I mean, the situation is bad worldwide. So it's not like it's just us here in the United States. You know, of course, we have it probably a lot better. I encourage you to get prepared for power shutdowns. These are coming back now, too. So, but we are fighting all over the world. The people are rising up. It's the people of this world against the UN, against Washington, D.C., against the deep state here in this country. But the same linked-up conspiracy of elitists and psychopaths all across the world itself, all the way to China, all the way into Europe, all the way into Africa. Of course, the conditions in Australia, you know about them, and our friends in Canada, too. So we're here for you because we got to be here for each other, and that's what I believe in. That's why we're doing what we do. And there's more stories coming up, and I'll get into some of them. I can go wherever you want to if you want to call in. I'll be hanging in here. We'll maybe take some calls today, too. I'll let you voice out some frustration or maybe some encouragement. I'd rather hear the encouragement than the frustration because there's enough of that to go around already. But we've seen so many things happen, and we've seen how this is progressing. But at the same time, I'm optimistic. I have to be because I have never seen the world come together or the people of this world come together as much as they are right now against the main enemy, which is this evil cartel of people who have tied themselves into the dark side. And they without a doubt are definitely taken over by an evil spirit and an evil force. And it's going to get worse. But we are going to do exploits, friends. As it says in the book of Daniel, the people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That's in the 12th chapter of Daniel, if you read it. And it says that many will go to and fro all over the place. Transportation like we've never seen before happening right now. But knowledge will increase. Yet a lot of people aren't going to be able to understand it. They're not going to comprehend the understanding. It says the wise will see and understand. The wise will see what's going on, but the foolish will not. The wicked and the foolish aren't not going to understand, friends. So if you're listening to this network, I would put you in the first category, being wise. Hey, we'll come right back after this. Stay tuned to RBN.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
On RBN, Steve Starrs on Lightspeed times two, and I am back just doing one show a week, and, you know, I've been looking at maybe doing another one or two, kind of filling in to try to help out, but, you know, I'm just glad to be with you for the short period of time. I've been a volunteer here at the network many times going back years, really, doing shows, sometimes a guest, sometimes a host, but it's always good to be back and just to kind of refresh myself, and I know I've got a lot of listeners that remember me, and I remember them, but, you know, it's always good to see what we can do and hear from you. I got David, I think he's in, is that Massachusetts? I guess it is. I'm not sure. He's hanging on. Let's see what he has to say. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, okay. I've listened to your show a couple of times, but I don't know to whom I'm speaking with.
No, it's Steve Starrs on Lightspeed. Steve Starrs is my name.
Oh, okay. All right, Steve. I'm not too familiar with you, but I've listened to your show since you started doing Monday's show.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, you were quoting Daniel, Steve. I like the book of Daniel. You know, a lot of people a lot of people that don't seriously study the scriptures in the Bible and everything, they don't realize that God's word is eternal, and it has eternal applications. It has multiple applications. The quickest example I might think of that comes to my head would be like as kids and everything, where kids love water. They love to be around ponds and, in the summertime when school is out. And everything. We used to look for the flattest rock, a flat rock, and we used to try to skim it across the pond. And if we had a nice flat rock, it would skip across the pond, you know, and it would land about a half a dozen times, maybe even more than a half a dozen times before it actually sank, you know?
Sure.
So, anyways, I like in Daniel with the scripture, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26, that I quoted years ago up in Alaska when I lived in Alaska. I said, the end shall be as a flood. And I said, this flood is going to be one of the characteristics of the end times, and it will come in as a flood. It shall be as a flood, Daniel says. And it'll be a flood of these illegal aliens. We're just being flooded. We're just being flooded with these. And I said that years ago up in Alaska. I the spirit of prophecy, and I knew that was going to be one of the characteristics of the end, this flood of illegal aliens.
Yeah, I think floods could there could be a lot of ramifications to them. Actually, you know, we've got a flood of vaccines and a flood of criminals. We've got a flood of they're flooding money that is worthless. Of course, there's the floods, the natural floods. We've seen a lot of that. The tsunami weapon is something that I think we're about to see as well. Putin has threatened that. They said he gave it a test and a trial, and it didn't work. But I don't believe that. I believe the Russians have already perfected what they need to do. So there could be tsunamis ignited by atomic underwater submarine places. And you mentioned the Bible. It says that the beginnings of sorrows would be earthquakes. Well, it said famines, pestilences, wars, and earthquakes in diverse places, but it's spelled D-I-V-E-R-S, diverse places, yeah. Diverse. So tsunamis, tsunami weapon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the Olivet Discourse there in Matthew 24, huh?
Right.
All
yes.
Those, mm-hmm. Steve, I'll point out. Let me point out something else that I've never heard discussed, and I don't know if there's anybody that ever actually even thought of this, but you know, the scripture says, of course, that God is not the author of confusion. Mm-hmm. Well, then, who is the author of confusion? Now, I like to think of that CIA. I like to think of the C as standing for confusion.
Yeah.
And let me explain something that I think just about nobody seems to understand, or they've never even given it a thought. But everybody thinks that the CIA knows everything, that they're omniscient, that they're on top of their game because they know everything. They have every source of information. Let me tell you something. That CIA, the C stands for confusion. They're suffering from TMI, too much information. They're inundated with so much information that they can't even sort through it all. They're totally confused. They've got too much information. And nobody's thinking it straight. Their heads are spinning with information that they can't assimilate all the information they have. So they keep making these wrong decisions based on TMI, too much information. So don't think that the CIA has it together because they have all the information. On the contrary, it's the exact opposite. They're all confused, and just like the scripture says, Satan is the author of confusion, not God. And think of that CIA as confusion, that damn CIA, confusion. And
there's some good points. They do actually run across themselves too many times, and we've seen it where they've even admitted it. Maybe that was another COINTELPRO operation as well. But, you know, they have the biggest problem is they set up their game board with their intelligence, and they run into people who are bureaucrats who decide to scrap it. And that's a big thing, too. Got to move on, David. I appreciate your call, though. Thanks for listening in, buddy. And we'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you.
All right, well, hang with us. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Drop your silver in my tambourine, help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play. My green tambourine.
My green tambourine. I love that old song. Hey, welcome back to Steve Starr's here with you on RBN. Lightspeed Times 2 is the name of the program, and I handle it just one day a week. But that's that's good. I love it, and I'm glad to have all of you along. You know, we're talking about the CIA, and we're talking about all this surveillance. And, you know, I think a big part of that also now has moved up a level. Of course, we've talked about this before. This is an article from RT Russia Today. COVID-related tech was exploited as surveillance, just as we were warned, okay? Russia Today reports this. New revelations show that the COVID pandemic, I call it a plandemic, has allowed for governments and big tech to expand the surveillance industrial complex. Have you heard that one now? We know about the medical industrial complex. We know about the military industrial complex. We know about the financial industrial complex. Now we have the surveillance industrial complex that tightens the state's grip on all thought and movement, really all thought. Okay, now back to the story here. A recent batch of Twitter international documents released by Elon Musk. Remember, he said he was going to do this via journalist David Zwig. On the platform itself reveals that one of the first meetings that the Biden administration requested with Twitter executives, was on the topic of COVID vaccines and specific high-profile accounts that deviated from the official narrative. Wow, gee, I guess that would be me because I've been tracking Fauci for 30 years, going on 31 this April, by the way. Back in 1992, I was telling people about Fauci. I used to do some public speaking and some seminars and things like that, and I show a picture of Fauci and ask people, how many of you know who this is? And sometimes I'd see maybe 10, 15% of the hands go up and they'd say the wrong name or something. And I said, no, this guy is the most dangerous person in health right now. His name is Anthony Fauci. He has already poisoned 350,000 AIDS patients, perpetrated germ scares, which is what he does, manipulated the entire medical industrial complex, supported with oogles of money, the big pharma companies, and has taken a lot of big kickbacks. I think somebody has to it could be upwards of $1 trillion, not into his pocket directly, but into people he's connected with. He funneled about that much money. The man has poisoned millions of people. We knew that 350,000 AIDS patients were poisoned with AZT, a drug that is designed to destroy DNA. That's not a side effect. That's what it's designed to do. It's a nucleoside analog. It makes a dummy copy of one of the nucleotides, blocks the DNA chain, and is a DNA chain terminator. That's how it operates. It kills germs, or it kills cells, not germs, cells. It was designed to stop leukemia, white blood cells. White blood cells. It was targeting white blood cells in the bone marrow and the kidneys and various other places, liver, spleen. And it was being given to AIDS patients. Now imagine, AIDS patients are losing white blood cells. And what are they giving them? A very, very toxic medication to kill white blood cells. And it was designed for leukemia, but was considered too toxic for cancer chemotherapy, AZT. All right, who put it out? Burroughs Wellcome. They changed their names to GlaxoSmithKline. Today, they're GlaxoSmithKline, same company, okay? And you hear a lot of these kind of people. Anyhow, this is what happened with all of that. And we lost at least 350,000 AIDS patients, I believe, to a slow poisoning death. They were giving them upwards of 1,200 to 1,600 milligrams a day. And these people were dying left and right. And I tried to warn people about what was happening going back to 92. Other reporters like Celia Farber, John Rappaport, even Gary Knoll was covering this very early. Working with people like Dr. Peter Duisberg, who Fauci did everything he could to destroy, a brilliant cancer research person who had developed real honest cancer research, even discovered oncogenes, okay? He was the man who was one of the people who discovered oncogenes, started the virus cancer program, and then said, wait a minute, I don't think we have the answer here. I don't think it is viruses. I think it is more genetic and things such as oncogenes, and you've heard about telomeres and what they call aneuploidy, various things like that. Peter Duisberg and some of his cohorts, including Carrie Mullis, who developed right in that same laboratory where Peter was working, the polymerase chain reaction. Okay, so these were the people who were on top of it, who should have been empowered to do research, but they were silenced. Peter Duisberg, the rest of them, Charles Thomas, Dr. Richard Stroman, but we had other great reporters covering this, even people like Neville Hodgkinson of the London Sunday Times, Joan Shinton. I mean, people all over the world were waking folks up to this. But we couldn't stop Fauci back then. We kept trying. We kept trying to point out what he was doing, and people wouldn't listen. But anyhow, getting past that a little bit, let's go on to this story. We have this, you know, the rest of what we're talking about here, this surveillance industrial complex right now. Okay, it says this. Twitter did express views, many from doctors and scientific experts, that conflicted with the official positions of the White House. Imagine that. Well, one of those people who was in the White House was a guy by the name of Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas. He was in that Oval Office meeting. I think I've said this before if you've heard the show. I don't want to be redundant, but he was there trying to talk Trump out of what was going on because he was with the Hoover Institution, which is where Tom Bethel was and other great reporters, who knew what was going on with Fauci, trying to explain to Trump what was happening. But he, Trump bent over and let Fauci run the country, ladies and gentlemen. He and Birx. And these people are the criminals of this medical industrial complex, which has now become the surveillance industrial complex. Anyway, back to the story. As a result, legitimate findings and questions that would have expanded the public debate went missing, Zweig wrote. He added that with COVID, quote, this bias bent heavily towards establishment dogmas and cited examples of various experts, including prominent epidemiologists whose views were censored as a result of being qualified by non-scientists at Twitter as COVID misinformation people. So in other words, they were being blamed as misinformation people. You know about Robert Kennedy Jr., okay? He wrote that book on Fauci. Celia Farber actually helped him write that, our people. We were covering this years ago. That book is it's 25 years overdue, in my opinion. But we're finally getting the information out. Okay, a little bit more on the story, then we're going to get to a call. We've also learned from previous Twitter file releases under Musk of the cozy relationship between government officials, including those working for the Pentagon, the CIA, and FBI, and U.S. big social media outlets like Twitter, which routinely cooperated on various government priorities and agendas, ranging from framing of foreign wars to promoting certain narratives about geopolitical competitors like Russia, for example, under the guise of fighting disinformation. We've had all this disinformation. Look at what the Durham report has shown. It's about the Steele dossier with Trump, all that. All of this is ostensibly democratic country that's supposed to, in a democratic country, of course, that's supposed to value free speech and debate. Ladies and gentlemen, our news media is the biggest enemy, public number one, because this is where people are influenced and they're being misled. All right, I think I got another call here. I think it's from Tom in Utah. Let's get to him while we got time. And Tom, we may hit a break pretty quick here, but let's hear what you have to say. Tom, you there? Yeah, might have caught him off guard. Talking too much. Oh, yo, Tom. All right, maybe if he pops in, we'll get back with him. There's still more to this story, though. From this story from RT, it's only now when most Westerners are jabbed that taboos on scientific information about the true efficacy of the vaccines, particularly the new variants, of course, right, associated side effects and risks like myocarditis and the high protective value of post-infection immunity are being loosened and no longer routinely suppressed or vilified as dangerous fake news. So we're breaking through, friends. We're finding this out. You know, from what I understand, these there were attenuated live viruses that were being injected in people like Russia, and the Russians and the Chinese. They're not having all the effects we have. So you know, we're just gonna have to keep at it. We're just gonna have to keep going here. So I did. Let's see, we got a little interrupted. I think Tom's still there. Let's see if he's still. Tom, are you there? We're just gonna try to take care of some things. We're busy at the office there. Let's see if Tom's still around. Tom, I don't know if he's still there.
Clear.
There he is, Tom. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I didn't get the sound gate. You know, it's like that Stargate program. You got to go through the. Anyway, of course, my background is in zoonotic epidemiology or pathology. And of course, I'm freaking out with all the nonsense that is spread around, even among the so-called experts.
Yeah.
In fact, my fellows that were involved in virology never experience fulfillment. And that fact is the virus is simply the evidence of an accident, not the cause of the accident. Mm-hmm. That's my little metaphor.
Yeah, it sounds like you probably are tuned into the people who argue about viral theory. And I'm actually on your side. I'm one of, I am there. I don't go as far as deep and as deep as a lot of people do. But you're quite aware of Stefan Lanka, people like that, are you? People who raise questions about virology?
Well, quite a few of them are aware of me.
Ah,
for the last
good.
91, I abandoned the AMA vent, mm-hmm. vent, and started on the Daniel vent. And that's one thing I wanted to make a comment about. So I really am kind of in awe of people who keep throwing the Bible in your face, yeah. talking about Daniel or other wise sages from the scriptures, but they don't understand the simple message from those individuals. Of course, I will tell you, quite frankly, Henry Kissinger understands that message. In fact, he owns it. Mm-hmm. They own the medical research, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So they don't buy into the bull. They buy into the fact. They may be morally deviant, but they are not scientifically deviant. Mm-hmm. That's why Henry Kissinger has made it 100. When you know the real program, like Daniel, and I keep asking my Jehovah Witness friends and other people that say Daniel is their model, I said, well, are you living like Daniel? Are you living worthy to have a clear head, to be inspired, by the way, and to have that veil removed from your eyes?
Are you talking about the diet that's mentioned in chapter 1 of Daniel?
Well, what is involved in the diet?
No, it was mostly pulse and vegetables, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What is missing in that diet?
Well, probably, I don't know, cholesterol and a lot of other things, I don't know.
No, let's go to a spiritual factor. What's missing in that diet?
Oh, well, the king's meat that was blessed by idols. Is that what you're
talking about? Well, guess what? The king owned all meat. Mm-hmm. All flesh was his domain. Kind of like in the Sheriff of Nottingham, he was collecting from Robin Hood for him shooting a deer without paying the king a license.
Yeah.
So all flesh was the king's. All flesh was the pharaoh's. All flesh are living life. I mean, life that was sentient belonged to the king, according to the king, of course.
Right.
So what's missing? It's the death, the misery, the oppression. And I'll turn to Paul, for example. I'll turn to Paul. He said, there are those among us who walk among us. They pretend to be like us, right? And he said, but their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've become suckered. We've been brainwashed. And, of course, I'm grateful for my experience in pathology, because for the first 30 years, I knew what was wrong, but I didn't comply or didn't adjust my own life to it. And then in 1991, I hit the steel table myself that this is a load of crap. I was diagnosed as terminal with cancer. I was dealing with prediabetes, dealing with arthritis, and I had a heart issue.
Mm.
What's interesting is I laid on that steel table. I'm asking the angels in heaven, what did I do wrong? And they said, you already know, dumbass.
They say that sometimes.
Well, once in a while. I think they actually said Thomas, but I thought I heard it.
You misunderstood through the spiritual realm. It was echoing up there. Yeah, okay.
So in that moment on that steel table, I made a covenant with the angels and my own body that I would no longer bring in the products of death or misery or oppression.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, 2 years later, I was running a marathon.
Wow.
That was a miracle.
Yeah.
In fact, the VA was in shock to see me still alive. They thought I was going to die because my cancer was terminal. But I made that covenant in 1991. And from that point on, I had to go back and readjust my attitude, even in medicine. I ended up teaching the film industry. You know, they like to have stars that are camera ready, script ready, and even action ready. So all of the industry would ask me to come down and advise them. By the way, I also was asked to do pathology for the state of California. Ended up doing pathology on the marine life, and then I would have to give a report. And curiously, that's when I ran into this arrogant orthopedic surgeon, Lorraine Day.
Oh, yeah, Lorraine Day. Mm-hmm.
And then when that ball of cancer developed on her breast, she, in a panic, called me and asked me what to do. And I said, go back to Daniel's program. Go back to Paul's program. Go back to Peter's program. Go go back to the Lord's program, thou shalt not kill. Now, I know that's a hard message, but on the other hand, in that product of death comes what? Pathogens, antigens, fats, hormones, memory, DNA. DNA? Now what are we panicking about?
Sure.
But, yeah, corrupting our DNA with the DNA of what? A rock, a potato, or a cow?
Yeah, right. DNA damage. You know, you've got a website, Tom. You gave it out, I think it was last time, and I went there. It was really good. What is it again so the listeners can go there?
Well, I have several. I've been fighting for a poor veteran who has been accused of arson.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you go to TomInUtah.com, it'll take you to that one.
Okay.
Yeah, TomInUtah.com. That'll redirect you to Meadows Fire or the arson that never was. Or if you go to TomInUtah.us, it'll take you to the poisoning of 34 million, which cost me my site in Washington, D.C. when I exposed that.
Wow.
But then, of course, if you go to TomInUtah.org, it's my own personal story. I wrote it very childlike, because when you start to go against your own profession, if you are too professional, they'll shut you down. But if you write a childlike story, they say, oh, well, nobody will get that.
Right.
But I wrote my story very simply, very amateurish, so it would stay up. And in 1991, I hit the steel table. I was between life and death. I was Mr. 300. I weighed over 300 pounds. My blood pressure was over 300. My cholesterol was over 300. So I was on my way out.
Ooh.
And I, like I said, I was asking the angels, what did I do wrong? And they said, you already know. And I did already know. I had done the pathology for the Department of Agriculture. I knew the pathogens in the livestock. That is the grand reservoir. And, of course, people said, well, why aren't the animals sick? I said, well, they've got the protection that God designed. The cow runs 101 to 103 degrees.
Yep.
The dog, the cat, the pig runs 103 to 105. The chicken and all the other birds, they run at 107 to 118. That suppresses the activity of the pathogens. And that's why when you are infected, your body wants to go up. Right. Increase your temperature.
Interesting. I got another call coming in, but I want to give the website out again because I went there and it was really good. TomInUtah.com, TomInUtah.us. And what was the other one?
.org.
.org, okay.
God is, well, I bought several of those that repoint to the different areas. And by the way, I am looked at as a pariah.
Because I imagine. Yep.
Nobody wants to give up their cheese or their pizza. But in fact, I'm going to tell you straight out, cheese is the real devil's food. It carries the largest charge of estrogen. When you're dumping estrogen, a female hormone, into a man, try to consider what that does.
Yeah. I can imagine. Well, Tom, let's hook up again, and I'm glad to have you back on because I remember you from last time, and I went to those websites. They're really good. TomInUtah.com, TomInUtah.org, TomInUtah.us. Check it out. During the millennium, we'll be vegetarians mostly, from what I understand, and people will be living two, three, four, five.
There will be no slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
People
will be living 500-600 years old, friends. And this is coming with the millennial reign. But I got to run here, Tom. Thanks so much.
All right.
Get back with, he's definitely got some expertise, and I do appreciate you, buddy.
Give me a call. I'd be honored.
Yeah, I might get back on, so have you on as a guest. That'd be kind of fun, too. All right, buddy, thanks.
That'll freak everybody out.
Yeah, well, that would be fun. You have quite a story and quite a lot of expertise. Great guy, really. These are the kind of callers. He's for real, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on before. I've checked out his website, TomInUtah.com, TomInUtah.org, TomInUtah.us. Hey, what about Frank in New York? I think I have him. Let's see if Frank is with us. Frank, can you got some time to talk for it?
I do, Steve. I've got a few minutes here I can spare, like I'm something important, actually. You know, Tom is great. He's a knowledgeable guy, and I love him. But, Steve, I'm not giving up the pizza, okay? You know, we all got to have our vices. So I like the pizza, and I'm going to continue to eat it. And, you know, if you exercise and supplement and do various other things, you can absorb that. You know, by the way, how's Bob Tuscan doing? Could you have him on as a guest someday?
Yeah,
I remember
you know,
when you and him used to be together. That was great. I used to love that stuff.
Oh, I would appreciate it because you remember those days. Yeah, Tuscan is still a friend of mine, and I'm going to send him the archive of this just to razz him a little bit, you know, because I'd like to get him back. Because Bob and I connect every now and then, but I send him messages, and once in a while he'll out of the blue get back with me, and we're still pretty close friends. But I gave Bob such a hard time.
I enjoyed the radio. It was good, you know. There was some banter here and there, you know what I mean. And Bob was so funny. I mean, you know, he had his son call in one day, and, you know, I remember one time he went to get a prescription, and he was talking to the person about, you know, and then he kind of, you know, tied them up and saying, well, is this good or bad or whatever? And, you know, he was always, and he's out there at the forefront, and I know you were by his side there, and I really love listening to you guys. Steve, the reason I called was the other day I get some stuff from Robert Kennedy's organization, and they claim that 3/4 of nurses don't even know how to fill out a form for a virus for a vaccine injury. Can you imagine that? I mean, you know, I remember Harvard came out years ago. I think it was in 2012 or something, and they supposedly had tested it, ran it, to check it out to see how viable it was, and they claimed, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they claimed that probably only 1% of these vaccine damage cases are reported. And if this is true that 3/4 of the nurses aren't reporting some things, or they don't know how, I'm sure some of those people come across some cases that should be reported but don't go reported. It's tough to figure out what's going on. I mean, I was listening to David Knight earlier, and somebody was saying, I guess, these vaccines can be, I don't know what the term was, but like from 3% to 100%. So somebody could be getting 33 times the dose someone else is. So some people say, well, how come they're not all dying? Well, I think some of them are dying, and they're the ones that are probably getting the high-level doses. The other ones, we're going to have to see down the road. I hear a lot of people out there saying, oh, we're going to see all kinds of deaths and this and that. And, we may well. I don't know. I hope we don't. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right on with that. The point, I think you're kind of quoting the VAERS statistics, vaccine adverse events reaction reporting system. It is VAERS. And they've actually admitted that it could be as low as 1% because it takes so long to fill out these forms and everything like that. And, there's all the liabilities and who's got to be the expertise and answer for it. So, yes, those reporting figures are very low. But what we are seeing, though, Frank, is the large scale epidemiological studies, which is, as I've said, about what we saw with HIV/AIDS many years ago. We knew what was happening, not because we were getting as many reports as we should have from the medical industrial complex, but because actuaries, insurance companies, death rates, morticians and embalmers, we're seeing these people come out now and say, no, the numbers are way up. And the more vaccines that people have, the more likely they are going to be to die. We're seeing people drop dead, the Died Suddenly movie. It's just got real stuff. And, it's out there, but we're seeing, I think, the big numbers. It's hitting the big numbers so much that we're actually seeing that the real damage on the larger scale now.
It's amazing how many people believe everything they see on the tube. And they'll go along with that. I mean, they're still out saying, don't take it, it's safe, and do this, and we're going to get it for the kids and the babies and whatever. I mean, when are we going to put a halt to this? And Trump, I was a big supporter of Trump early on, but then he broke numerous promises, campaign promises. I mean, I listed a dozen of them. I mean, he's going to get along with Russia. We're going to get out of the Middle East. He was going to set up a vaccine commission. He was going to set up a voter integrity commission. He's going to stop funding, the sanctuary cities and stuff. But Trump, he's still out there. He says, well, I listen to Alex Jones occasionally.
Yep.
And he says, well, Trump says, it's your choice. Well,
choice. You're right,
was
buddy. I agree 100%. Hey, thanks for calling. We got to run.
Okay, all right. Hey, Steve, keep up the good work.
All right. Stay tuned. RBN, ladies and gentlemen.
in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.